President Trump has expanded his interpretation of presidential powers during the government shutdown. In just the last week, he paid some federal workers without congressional approval, and he ramped up military strikes on what he calls drug boats. As NPR's Claudia Grisales explains, it's all raising questions, even among some Republicans.
With co-equal branches of government, we should see Congress weigh in on these decisions, such as when to use military force or at least oversight. Lawmakers should have full control over how the government spends money, as outlined in the Constitution. Instead, we're seeing Trump unilaterally lead strikes on these alleged drug boats in the Caribbean and issue paychecks to some federal workers when a shutdown means no payment should go out. I talked to Professor Stephen Vladeck of Georgetown University about how he would characterize this moment for Congress.
I think we've seen a radical collapse of congressional power.
And we're also seeing Democrats speak out. They've been raising concerns about these moves on a daily basis.